You're listening to SBS News.
At a crematorium in the Indian capital, New Delhi, relatives of COVID-19 victims build fires to burn their loved ones' bodies. A crematorium worker offers last rites to the dead.
Today we have less numbers. 49 have come so far, but there is still time in the evening. So you never know how many more may come. We want to serve as many as possible. We want this whole thing to end as early as possible.
For 13 straight days, India has reported more than 300,000 daily COVID-19 infections. The country's now recorded more than 20 million cases of the disease, the second highest number in the world after the United States. The Board of Control for Cricket has suspended indefinitely the Indian Premier League after players or staff at three teams tested positive. The decision to postpone the lucrative competition welcomed by this man in Mumbai, where the country's first drive-in vaccination centre has been opened.
The Board of Control for Cricket in India should convert the stadiums where the Indian Premier League matches are being conducted into quarantine facilities. The doctors and nurses appointed for the players could also be used in the treatment of ordinary people.
Efforts are underway to return more than 50 foreign players and dozens of support staff to their home countries. The IPL's suspension has cast doubt on this year's 2020 World Cup, which is scheduled to begin in India in October. International aid is pouring into India in response to the health crisis. Israel has begun sending oxygen generators as well as respirators and medications. Gilad Cohen from the Foreign Affairs Ministry says Israel stands with India in its fight against COVID-19.
During the first days of the pandemic in Israel early last year, India has sent us much needed medical equipment, including gloves, masks, and materials for medicines. This is now a small token of friendship and reciprocity from Israel to India.
The World Health Organization's representative in India says a major factor in the current crisis in India is that the virus was given the chance to circulate when the country reopened in February, as well as limited compliance with COVID-19 precautions. Dr. Rodrigo Offrin says the virus has proved to be very adaptable and that emergency responders globally need to remain prepared.
It's a spiral of preparedness, readiness, response, recovery, preparedness, readiness, response, recovery. It's a whole cycle. You don't stop, especially if we have seen that the virus is changing. It has probably adapted better than people.
A parliamentary inquiry looking at the Brazilian government's response to the pandemic has heard President Jair Bolsonaro's administration knew a treatment it was advocating for COVID-19 patients had not been proven to be effective. The country's former health minister, Luiz Henrique Mandetta, who was fired a year ago by Mr. Bolsonaro for not agreeing to push the malaria drug chloroquine as a treatment for coronavirus, testified she warned there'd be deadly consequences if policy wasn't based on scientific evidence. The infection has killed more than 408,000 Brazilians. In the United States, President Joe Biden has announced a goal to have 70% of the country's adults vaccinated with at least one COVID-19 shot by Independence Day on July 4. It will involve giving 100 million shots in the next 60 days. To meet the target, the government will work to make the vaccine more accessible. The president says thousands of pharmacies will allow walk-in appointments and more pop-up clinics will be opened.
It's another huge goal. And as you may remember, we were initially focused on getting enough vaccines for every adult. Well, we did that. We have enough vaccines. Now that we have the vaccine supply, we're focused on convincing even more Americans to show up and get the vaccine that is available to them.
The pharmaceutical company Pfizer has raised its finance forecast for 2021, buoyed by a jump in sales of its COVID-19 vaccine. It now predicts $33 billion worth of sales of the jab this year, an increase of more than 70% from its last projection. Revenue from the vaccine is expected to account for more than one-third of the company's full-year sales this year. Markets analyst Susanna Streeter says concerns about rare blood clots with the AstraZeneca shot have given sales of the Pfizer jab a boost.
Around 91 countries have ordered doses of the vaccine, and it seems that these contracts have accelerated over recent weeks as there are concerns that if countries don't increase the uptake of the vaccine in their countries, they won't be able to get a handle on this disease, and certainly Pfizer is benefiting from this.
The Times newspaper is reporting that everyone aged over 50 in Britain will be offered a third COVID-19 jab in the Southern Hemisphere's autumn in an attempt to eradicate the threat from the infection by Christmas. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.